AircheckDownloads.com.
The 1FM Roadshow.
Today, live from Cornish Leisure Worlds and Hostel with Simon.
Welcome in. Go on. Thank you very much. Hello, good morning. We're live from St. Austell at Cornish Leisure Worlds. The skies are grey, the temperatures are rising. We have high hopes of a monster show today. We start with the boss. Go. Yes, Bruce Springsteen. He's playing live with us, of course, on the Roadshow all this week, one of our special warm-up guests. Here we are in St. Austell. Hello, gorgeous. Hello, locals. Say hello, tourists. Yes, welcome to the St. Austell Roadshow. Special guests today appearing on the stage and performing for you at home later include the very gorgeous Nick Haywood and the even more gorgeous Tasmin Archer. And now open your hymnals, please. Number 34. Here we go. It's the camp song. Now you know the words by now. We're raising the rafters. The song. The sketches. With us about, you will not feel blue, and that's a promise. Now spell it.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Monster portions.
Don't hurt me. No more.
Well, it's almost just gone precisely 10 past 11. Hip, hip, huzzah. Here we are on the Roadshow. Breakfast on the Road 93. And we moved on from Plymouth yesterday, calling in briefly at a place called the Windy Lodge, where we were informed, according to the publicity, on Wednesdays, Harry Madge plays the organ with her catchphrase, mind the tank. Sounds like unmissable entertainment there, if you can find the Windy Lodge. Very good chips they do. So here we are, the heart of gorgeous Cornwall, Carlion Beach in St. Austell. St. Austell is also known, thank you, in the saint world as St. Ozzel, and St. Ozzy's on his way to Wembley. St. Austell became sainted in the 12th century after he died a very slow and lingering death while in a traffic jam behind a caravan on the A390. Thanks, caravan owners. And if you look in the sky tonight, this is actually genuinely true, in the sky tonight between 10 p.m. and 2:30 a.m. tomorrow morning, and Cornwall's one of the best places to see this, there is a spectacular meteor display. Apparently an excellent chance of seeing 20 to 30 shooting stars a second as a cloud of interplanetary dust meets some falling stars. One of them apparently called Bobby Davro. Spontaneous booing. Spontaneous booing. That wasn't prompted at all by his non-appearance. Oh well, that's the way it goes. 11 minutes past 11 on the Roadshow with a spectacular quiz coming up next after this top song. I always thought of you. We have the sea and the beach to the right of us. We have the cliffs to the left of us. We have 25,000 people squeezed onto a very comfortable concrete car park. And the sun is out. Hip, hip, huzzah for that. And it's Don't Crash the Vocal Time with a couple of top personalities to take part. What's your name, sir?
Alan Morgan. From Southampton.
From Southampton. Thank you, sir, for joining us. And your name is, Mom?
Judy Robotham from Lichfield.
Nice to have you with us. Now, the idea in Don't Crash the Vocal is you have to fit in all the words over the introduction to a top song. However, in the spirit of European unity, not, we've got some foreign languages for you to do it in, and today it's Welsh. So this is guaranteed to annoy at least 20% of the audience listening at the moment. Alan, you're going to go first because you have a name that's vaguely Welsh. However, we do have an expert Welsh judge. What's your name?
Sally.
Where are you from, Sally?
South Wales.
Okay, so you're whereabouts?
Cwmbrian.
Right, and you can say what in Welsh?
I can say, can I go to the toilet?
Which is?
Gofynd I ti bach.
Okay, so you know more than most people, so you can be the judge as to who's going to be the best person at this. Alan, go.
Border, cross a board, and FM, and St. Austell.
Yeah.
Fight, and E.
Alan Morgan.
Alan Morgan.
That's the difficult bit.
Trowy, sin, Papa Doodle Tastic.
Hey, that's very, 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 very poor. Well done, Alan. That's not patronising at all to the Welsh. Now, here we go. Here we go. Then it's contestant number two, Judy. Go. Hey, that was really, 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 really poor. Thanks very much. Now let's turn to our Welsh judge. Who do you think should be the winner there?
I think that the lady should win.
The lady should win. Not at all female solidarity, though.
Oh, not at all.
Okay, that's Judy that's won. Well done, because she was slightly less awful than the rest of them. Well done for being a silly ass. Thank you and goodbye. Craig and Debbie, and you're the one that I want. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And now will you welcome, please, live on stage in St. Austell, or even St. Austell, the one and only, Tasmin Archer! Tazzers? Why, aye, Tazzers? How's it going?
Fine, thank you.
Nice to have you here in St. Austell. Now, you're going to do a couple of songs for us, I believe, but we're going to start with Ariane.
Yeah?
Is this Ariane as in a space rocket?
No, it isn't, actually.
Fine, so that's the end of that line of questioning. What's it all about, then?
Well, it's about hope, really. It's about people forgiving people.
So what's Ariane?
Ariane is just a woman's name, or a man's name, anything you want it to be, really.
So a stream of consciousness kind of thing?
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, here it is then. This is going to be the new hit single from Tasmin Archer. Ariane. Ladies and gentlemen, playing live, that's Tasmin Archer. Back for a confession and another song later, yes? Promise?
Yeah, I promise.
Okay, Tasmin Archer confesses all in about 20 minutes' time. Thank you, Tasmin. Out amongst the Travel Rug Brigade here, then, on the lovely hard car park floor in St. Austell. And we're going to play a quick version of On This Day in History, or as this gentleman says...
On This Day in History.
Thank you very much. What's your name, sir?
Trevor.
Okay, yes, this is On This Day in History. Just got to guess just a few people, how old they might be today. Let's try, first of all, now this is your age group, I think, sir. Mike Hugg from Manfred Mann. How old do you think he is now?
52.
52, you think? Yes, ma'am?
49.
49, yes, sir.
45.
45, you think 51 is the right answer, so you're very, very closer. And let's just try one more person, Joe Jackson, top UK singer, even though we haven't heard from him for a very long time. Thanks a lot, Joe. How old do you think Joe Jackson is? You've never heard of him, you dullard. Anyway, yes, sir.
43.
Don't be a silly ass. Yes, how old do you think, sir?
47.
47, he's 39, so you're the closest. We'll get you some prizes. Thank you very much. That's On This Day in History, and this is Michael Jackson. Truly dreadful singing. From me, that is, it's not Michael Jackson. Stand by for some important travel news. First of all, though, the real news. It's 11:30, we go back to London. 24 hours a day, this is 1FM, here's Peter Bowes.
The condition of the 5-year-old Bosnian girl, Irma Hadzi Muratovic, seems to be worsening. That's on the Newsbeat with Richard Evans at 12:30.
The 1FM Roadshow.
Today, live from Cornish Leisure World St. Austell, with Simon
Checkdownloads.com.